Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we say,
this is the Tobin and Leroy Show on 560 WQAM. You can join in the show. Simple as this, 305-567-0560. That is the text machine. If you want to see our lovely faces, J-Fig is in the mix, so probably want to see her before you see Marcos, Leroy, or myself. That's okay. Either way, you can go to the YouTube page, 560WQAM, or the Twitch page, 560WQAM. Just type in those keywords, and boom, you will see all of that.
I just had a little taste of home, Dan.
What's going on?
Got a jar of hot pickles.
Oh man, I love it too, and it burns so good when they.
Hey, when you go to the corner store, here's what your options are: the hot pickle, the pickled egg,
yeah,
pickled pig's feet,
the feet. Yeah, I was gonna say gross.
And pickle
sausage.
Pig lip.
Oh, pig lip. What the hell is going on in New Orleans, the man? Lips?
Hey, dude, the grocery store.
I've never had any of those.
In the grocery store, you can get that big old jar.
Yeah,
like it looked like the big government jar.
Mm-hmm.
You can get one of them big jars, and you just buy a whole one and bring it to your house.
Big
put jars. It in a bag of chips, barbecue chips. You fire.
I like to put those pickled eggs and pickled pickle or the hot pickles in the refrigerator, so they're cold to the touch, but then they're hot to the mouth.
I'm not a big fan of the pickled egg.
I like pickled eggs and hot sausage.
I got the pickled pig's feet too.
I don't know.
No, but the hot sausage, you get the hot sausage wrapped in that formaldehyde.
Yeah.
That
look like, I like to chew on the red skin.
In a little bag. Yeah. And here's what the texture of it is horrible.
So it's
like you get a sausage and it's mush. Yeah, I can't.
I don't like that. Yeah. No, it has to be. You know what I didn't like though? I got to admit, as I've grown up, I go to the corner stores. They have the jar of hot sausages, a jar of pickled eggs, and then they have these tongs in a cup in which you're supposed to take these tongs and then grab it because it's supposed to be cleaner. But then you look at the bottom of the cup and it's crusted at the bottom and you realize they haven't changed these tongs or this cup in at least 3 to 4 weeks and I should be alarmed by getting this pickled egg or hot sausage. I used to do it anyway as a kid.
Corner store. It don't matter.
You know everything there.
It don't matter.
I don't know. Now,
like as a kid, I was also infatuated with honey buns.
Oh, I love honey buns. The white iced honey buns are way superior than the glazed ones, man.
Yeah, see, we have something in New Orleans that, like, because everybody is big on fresh pastries. So at one time in my life, I lived by a bunny bread factory.
Oh.
And you could go right into the bunny bread store and get bread that was made that day. A loaf of bread.
It's like biting into a
But they also had the day-old section.
I go get that cheap
but
bread.
But just a day old, you could get everything at a half price or even more off.
25-cent honey buns.
Yeah. But so all the donut shops did the same thing. So you go in there and they bring some fresh hot donuts. You say, nah, player. Let me get them day-olds. Hmm. Yeah. More bang for your buck.
Nah, player. Let me get those day olds.
Yeah, that's it.
What a quote right there.
Yeah. I say, man, when I got some money, I say, ooh, I'm going to get them fresh donuts.
I know, that's for holidays. Yeah. That's for birthdays. That's for bird days. That's for special days right there, man.
Yeah.
Regular days, you get them day olds.
Not Dunkin' Donuts. You can't even get fresh donuts. Mm. They don't even make donuts on site.
Mm-hmm.
But I still get, how many of us are intrigued by the red light?
Oh, you're talking about Krispy Kreme? You know,
I've never seen the red light off. Have you seen it off?
It's rarely off.
I've never seen it off.
Wait, certain places it stays on.
Yeah.
Certain places always.
I've never seen it off.
Those hot donuts, when you get them,
I can eat a dozen.
You just take a bite and it just melt in your mouth.
I can eat a dozen.
That's true.
In a sitting.
Never seen these before, J-Fig? You've never seen? Oh, look at that right there. Oh, that's the good stuff.
Hey.
I've seen them. I've just never just been intrigued. Past
them. What's the pink stuff? Preservative?
It's a warning label.
Love.
It's a warning label.
Because I don't understand, like, why it's got to be in the red pink stuff.
It's red wine vinegar.
And
that's what I tell myself.
As you eat one.
Yeah,
and then the fact that you could have a sausage wrapped up in plastic for however long, that just doesn't seem like that's good on your body. I'm going to just say that. How many people, Marcos, now? So you Cuban, right?
Yep.
Tell me this, because this has happened in the hood also.
All right.
And there's certain nationalities that this happens to. Y'all just chime in.
All right.
How many people, when you say, I'm going to the corner store and getting a pickle hot sausage, have tried to tell you they can make them?
Oh, my God. I had someone say, yeah, I've had one person try to tell me they can make pickled eggs, and they try to, like, make them balloons. I did not touch them, dude. I did not touch
them. Everybody have that relative that said,
yeah,
well, go give me a dozen eggs of vinegar. I can make that myself. You don't need to spend all that money on that. I say, but I want it now.
My mom tried to do that to me. That's the old we got food at home trick. Yeah, nah, you're not getting me with that one.
That's a big thing in New Orleans, though. That's a big thing in New Orleans. One of the things that you have all these fancy restaurants and stuff, Arnold's, Emeralds, and all these places, but locals don't really go there.
Mm-mm.
Because they are insulted if you want to go to a restaurant because they feel they could cook it at home. The same thing, which they probably could.
Mm-hmm. Big Lynn will say, why you got to do that? I can make potatoes Delmonico right here. You don't have to go over there.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to Emeralds. I've never been to...
I've never been to Arnaud's. I've never been to Emeralds.
I've been to Arnaud's and Antoine's.
I've never been to... The only place, like, I used to go back home once a year and we go to Ruth Chris.
Oh, well, Ruth Chris, that's different. That's steaks. That's I can't steak, cook it like that,
right,
man.
Right, but not a Louisiana.
So you guys don't go to, like, staple restaurants because you feel like you can have it at home kind of thing? Is that what you're saying?
It's just, no, a lot of people think that way. Like, no. Whatever dish you are getting...
Yeah.
At that restaurant, somebody can make at home.
I'm not going to lie, though. Pascal Manali is known for the barbecue shrimp. They invented it. Big Lynn can cook a mean barbecue shrimp. Why would I go to Pascal Manali's?
And there's a rule in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Don't eat food from a skinny cook.
Yeah, that's true. Don't trust a skinny cook or chef.
All right.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
I've been told that many times. And look, it's true with me. You don't want to see me try to cook.
I do not. I don't want to see
your biggest people in New Orleans are the best cooks.
They know how to throw it down.
How do you say mayonnaise again?
Mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah.
There's another rule. Don't anger Fig. So let's try to stay on the clock as much as possible.
Yes, yes. Headlines.
These headlines.
Nice
brought to rule. You, brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Wow, too.
Yeah, I got the little I got the Raptor. Yep.
The Dolphins plan to re-sign Andrew Van Ginkel. The linebacker was a 2019 pick for Miami, but only played 29% of the defensive snaps last season.
Oh, that's because they brought in Bradley Chubb. And when you think about it, Van Ginkel is kind of an insurance policy. But Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb, all those guys up front got off. That was the strength of that defense last year. So that's kind of how he got squeezed out. But You need it. He's probably a veteran that can do a little bit of everything. Pass protect, rush the passer, get after in the run game. So he's going to be a good person to have on your team.
Hate Week is about to begin as Miami will take on the Knicks tonight, 7:30 at the Miami-Dade Arena.
Do we hate the Nets? I don't think we really hate the Nets. The Nets,
they haven't gotten
to the point where they can be hated.
Nobody hates the Nets.
No, I hate the Nets.
At some point, don't you have to be good?
Yeah, and you have to have like rivalry, and you have to, you know, right. have history.
They're dumb. I don't like them. That's a stupid.
We all
mascot.
Have this. Every city has
the hell is
for,
a net.
For Minnesota, it was Green Bay, right? For Cleveland, it was Pittsburgh. For the Dolphins, it's what the Jets? Would you say the Jets?
Yep.
Right. For New Orleans, it was Atlanta. Right. But in basketball, it's the Knicks. But I would never even consider like. The Nets
have no natural rival.
Can I say the Nets are the Tobin of the NBA? And I'm going to tell you why.
Go for that.
Show pony activity, right? They want to change where they're from. Tobin lies about his backstory all the time. I don't really know where this guy's from. On top of that, they bring in Jay-Z. They try to be cool. They're trying to be trending. They're not focused on what's on
the
court.
Game.
Yeah, they're not focused on what's on the court, much like Tobin, not focused on what's going on the court. Also, they love stars. They love to bring in stars. Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Darren Williams, DeAndre Jordan, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Ben Simmons. Tell me how many championships that's equaled. Nothing, man. They're all fraudulent. They're all show ponies. The Brooklyn Nets are the Brendan Tobin of the NBA. You heard it here first. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Never mind that you took a shot at a guy who can't defend himself. But that's
absolutely. That's when you take shots, Dan. You can't when you're down.
That's the best way to do it. That's the best way to do it. So you don't have to hear a response.
Right. And when he does come back and respond, it's like, oh, but we're already past that, man.
I'll edit it.
Why you got to bring up old stuff?
Yeah. I would never say those things about Tobin. See, now I'm just going to go ahead and put that at the front of the audio. And then
that's what he does.
That's exactly what he does.
This is something I would never say about Tobin. I would never say. Okay, and then I could just put that in the front there. I just want to say.
The Flyers, they scored 4 in the second period to help them down the Panthers 6-3 last night. The Cats, they were missing Sergei Bobrovsky, Anthony Duclair, and Sam Bennett in Florida. They're going to host the Maple Leafs tomorrow at 7 in what is pretty much becoming a must-win now because they dropped 2 points last night to the Flyers.
Dan, what the hell did you just call him?
Sergei Bobrovsky?
Sergei
Ibaka? Why didn't Serge Ibaka play for the Panthers last night?
Be careful, though. Sergei or Sergei Bobrovsky may be one of the names on the first annual Tobin and Leroy Spelling Bee at the end of this hour.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody tighten up, man. We got the big Tobin and Leroy Spelling Bee coming up at the end of the hour. But next, we are going to have 15 minutes of heat right here on 560 WQAM.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is 15 minutes of your Miami Heat.
That's right, 15 minutes of Heat here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. And in just a couple of minutes, your chance to win some Heat tickets. That's right, the Heat season is winding down, and we want to get you to a game. We've got a pair of tickets to go see the Heat host the Mavs Saturday, April 1st. Keep listening to us for your chance to win. I'm telling you, at the end of this segment, we're going to be giving those tickets away, so hold tight. Of course, the Miami Heat, they are taking on the hated New York Knicks. We're talking about natural rivals. Maybe the Brooklyn Nets and the Orlando Magic can be natural rivals because they've got no one else to be a rival with.
Well, isn't the Nets and Knicks thing like Clippers and Lakers?
Oh, Lakers are more rivals with Boston Celtics, I would think, than the Clippers.
Yeah, but that's championship rivals. We're not talking about just everyday. And isn't the Clippers the Clippers are getting ready to move out of that building anyway?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think people get stoked up for Knicks, Nets, or Clippers, Lakers.
No,
it's all Nick. It's all Knicks, and it's all Lakers.
Yeah, they've done a lot to revamp the whole Brooklyn Net thing, but even then, if you tell me the Brooklyn Nets finish first in the East, or the New York Knicks go on a 15-game winning streak, what has more buzz in the city? Easily, it's the 15-game winning streak by the Knicks.
Correct.
Easily, yep. It's not even
close. Can't disagree with that.
I did want to bring something up. I meant to bring it up during hashtag What's Trending, but one of the things that's trending online, and this to me, does not make me very excited as a Heat fan. There's somebody that tweeted online, NBA players that I would let my daughter date, or I would want my daughter to date. Of the top 10, 3 of them are on the Heat team. So that worry you a little bit that we kind of like look soft?
Who are they?
Oh, who do you think they are? Go ahead and try to guess right now. The 3 soft-looking players on the Heat that you would let your daughter date.
Max Strus.
No.
Omer Yurtseven.
No, okay, man.
And maybe. Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero's one.
Gabe Vincent.
No.
Gabe Vincent is a heartbreaker, J-Fig. There's no way you'd let such a handsome man around your daughter.
So is it Bam and Jimmy?
No way.
Oh, guys that aren't very intimidating.
I feel like Bam would be there.
Who's someone that's
Duncan?
Not?
Duncan.
Duncan. Tyler. And?
That last one, I don't know.
The man's last name says it all.
Kevin Love.
Kevin Love.
Wow.
Oh, what are we saying? Your daughter can only date intangibles?
Hey, man, that's what list? Who wrote this list, Andy?
A guy named Fritz,
Daniel said it.
Fritz Fanboy.
Fritz Fanboy.
It's trending all over Twitter. Austin Reeves is on the list. That's that Lakers guy.
That's really trending right now.
Yusuf Nurkic. I don't know. Yusuf Nurkic, I think he has a little spice to him.
I am starting to see a trend amongst all these people. I'm not going to lie here.
Alex Caruso, bald.
Okay, what?
Joe Ingles.
Looks like he's 80.
Joe Ingles?
Bald.
What are we even talking about at this point?
Bogdan Bogdanovic?
Okay.
Gordon Hayward?
No way.
Hey, wait. Oh, my okay. God. What send me that link.
So what is he trying to say?
What is he trying to say,
his
Dan?
His dark hand, not even a Steph Curry?
Not even a Steph Curry. I'd keep him away from Klay
Thompson. Wait, I'm going through the list right now.
Ooh. Very interesting.
Seems like Fritz Fanboy may have deeper issues.
Might get hit with a brick.
Leroy, he sounds like this guy might have deeper issues than just guys.
Well, first of all, this is a sick list. Let's just start, like, let's
Kristaps
just discuss
Porzingis,
that.
Steven Adams. I don't want my daughter dating Steven Adams.
No
Hold
way
up.
I don't want my daughter dating Steven Adams.
So wait a minute. So basically he is saying in his own little special way.
Yeah.
He don't want her to date no brothers.
That's essentially what he's saying, dude.
He could have just said it.
Joe Harris.
He didn't have to name names.
Yeah, I mean, when you start naming Joe Ingles.
I don't see any.
Joe Ingles and Caruso.
Yeah. This was on one of those back page.
Austin Reeves, Yusuf Nurkic, Kevin Love, Duncan Robinson, Joe Harris, Joe Ingles, Jonas Valanciunas.
So wait a minute.
Alex Valanciunas, dude.
Duncan Robinson don't even
Valanciunas, dude.
Yeah, there's no brothers on this list.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe that list isn't about being soft.
Yeah. I don't know.
That list ain't about racist. Being soft. It's about being white.
But not even like a Steph Curry.
Wait, he damn near named all the white guys in the NBA.
Literally, that basically. Basically went through all of them.
All of them.
Now.
But I mean,
I don't agree with this.
Tyler Johnson would have never been on that list.
For sure, he's half.
Because he's
half.
Mixed.
Yeah, for sure.
Who's mixed?
Tyler Hero. Tyler Johnson.
I was about to say, Tyler Hero is not mixed. He's a white boy from Wisconsin.
Oh, no, he's mixed, dude. We found it out the other day. Yep.
Is it Tyler Johnson? Yeah, Tyler Johnson has a. Tyler Johnson.
Yeah, Tyler Johnson is definitely mixed, but
no,
Tyler
but I'm
Hero.
Saying Tyler Hero. Didn't you say he?
I did. I did say that. I did.
He said African, like 1% African, South Africa.
Everyone's just worried about the wrong things. What we need to worry about is that damn list. All right.
Send that list.
I'm worried that like.
I'm gonna go ahead and put it.
So you can make a list, and be. Perfectly okay with a dude being racist because it's his list.
It's very
bad. And he just hit behind that list while nobody paid attention and thought, wait, it's all intangibles.
Yep.
Wait. Okay, there are some of the names that you listed.
Yeah.
But this is from last year on TikTok.
Hey, man, what's trending is trending sometimes.
How is this trending if it was last year?
It's not last year.
That's Dan Day's algorithm, man.
This is uploaded March 1st of 2022.
Is it the same list?
You're on TikTok.
I don't know.
I'm on Twitter.
Oh. Well, I'm on Google. I can't find it.
Okay, this
Wait,
is
who
the
are
thing.
Those dateable?
The Doesn't issue I'm trying like to make it. Is
yeah.
If Kevin Love is talking noise to me, I'm not scared. Tyler Hero is talking noise to me, I'm not scared. Duncan Robinson is talking noise to me. Let's go.
What about the Valanciunas?
No. I'm not saying that.
Steven Adams.
No. Those guys. But I'm saying those three that he listed from the Heat. They do come off as soft sometimes.
Why does Alex Caruso have a bunch of hearts next to him?
Yeah. Why does
he's
Alex
bald.
Caruso?
He gets an extra bonus point for balls.
I would not. This guy. He looks horrible. I don't want that. I don't want my grandchild possibly looking like Alex Caruso.
Okay.
Like one of them baby birds.
So the Heat have. Well, this is the thing. The Heat have some of the toughest guys.
Yeah.
Been Bam Adebayo,
yep,
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
But then they also got some guys that, you know, you wouldn't be scared of.
It averages out.
That's true.
I'm surprised they didn't have Yurtseven or Struess.
They probably, because whoever wrote that list doesn't even know who those people are. They're not really a basketball fan. They're just an angry person.
None says I'm racist like coming up with a list
for your daughter.
Only white people could be on.
I'll tell you what, though. I do agree with omitting Klay Thompson from that list. Because I would not even a little bit have him anywhere close.
Well, here, to be honest, he didn't even include mixed people.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
Yeah, but which we as a show do not agree, except for Klay Thompson, because I don't know, that guy is...
Klay Thompson's mixed!
He's a loose cannon. That's what it is. He's mixed with cannon because he's a loose cannon and you can't trust him.
He's a loose cannon. Getting back to the Heat, is there another chance tonight that Julius Randle goes off and scores big against the Heat?
Wow.
Because I'm going to say like this.
Hopefully not.
All y'all could beat me, just not him.
Yeah, you know I like Emmanuel Quick. I mean, to say I like him, I think he's a good player.
They did that the other night.
Yeah, but Brunson is good too. Let's not forget Brunson. He does a lot.
R.J. Barrett gave us some business last game too. We played them.
R.J. Barrett, yep. Think about that. They played... With the way he's playing, with the way with Randle and all those guys, you almost forgot about RJ Barrett simply because I mean he was supposed to be the next coming, right?
Oh, people were saying they should take him over Zion. Well, that's aged a little better, but you know, yeah. R.J. Barrett was
Zion
supposed to
just need to play.
If he plays, they're great.
He's electric great. When he plays, but every Team's time he too. Plays, something breaks. That means that
lemon.
A human being should not be able to be that athletic with all that weight on your pegs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just put it at that.
Mm-hmm. So I predict tonight Jimmy's going to be Jimmy. That's what he is. Need a big game from Bam. Who's going to guard Julius Randle? Because remember, they tried Bam, and then they tried Jimmy. Or Jimmy put himself in and did a good job. I wouldn't say great, but did a good job. So I guess what you just say, okay, Jimmy, but do you take away from his offense by having to put him out there on defense? What about Caleb Martin?
The funny thing is that Julius Randle has that stiffness as another Nick we remember. Carmelo Anthony. You know, he can ball, but doesn't he seem kind of stiff when how he goes about it?
The way he moves.
Like, it's not fluid. I think you shut down Randle. You force some other guys to kind of chime in. And then you try to defend the rest of them with, you know, with those guys. But I think if you shut the right person down early on in the game, you then, in effect, control the other guys.
I'll tell you what's nerve-wracking. Caleb Martin is questionable for tonight. So is Kyle Lowry. You need Caleb Martin's defense and size right there.
You just need his six fouls.
You need his six fouls. There you go. Kind of need some of that. So we shall see. It's big hate week for the Miami Heat.
It's going to really suck. Moves. Dan Day, real quick. Mm-hmm. You know what's going to really suck? We're going to be watching this game tonight. Randall's going to dribble down the court, and Kevin Love's going to be in front of it.
Yeesh.
That's what I'm going to say.
Look, they already had that.
Take a lot of fouls.
They had that miraculous game winner last time. Julius Randle had 50-something points the other day. They're due for a collapse. They will not win tonight just because of the law of averages.
I like that. Yep. I mean, it sounds crazy, but I like that, and that's the NBA right there. Got to play great tonight. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who guards Julius Randle, and if he gets hot, what do you do?
I mean, what happened the other day? You put up 57 and they lost. You may just let him go.
That's who. Does he get the star
treatment where you say he's going to get his, let's shut down everybody else?
I mean, based off the game winner last time and the 50-something he put up, not necessarily he's deserving of it, but it's worthy of, like, all right, look, let's just let him do whatever he does.
You don't think Julius Randle is a star?
I think he's a star. I don't think he's a superstar.
Mm,
that was the argument we had yesterday.
I mean, all right.
And then people say, well, why would you say that? He just scored 57. He's having a career year. And then the Pelicans tried him at number one, at their star player.
Right.
It did not go very well. I think he is a star. I think he's an underrated star. I think he's been good his entire career with the Lakers, with the Pelicans, with the Knicks. But I do not think he's a superstar. And I do not think he's somebody that's going to carry the Knicks all the way through the playoffs to the NBA
Finals. You know what's the most amazing thing about Randle? I don't think he's 30 yet.
He's young. Yeah, he only played 1 year at Kentucky.
I don't think he's 30 yet, but he kind of moves like he's like a veteran. You know, them veteran moves.
Right. Using that old man
crafty
body.
Moves.
Using that old. He's 28. Yeah.
And not only is he not 30, he's not close to 30. He's 28 years old. Feel like you've been in the league for 37 years.
Well, I mean, he entered the league when he was 19, so it's almost been 10 years.
And he's stiff already.
He's always been that way. And also, I like the way he makes shots. It always looks like it barely goes in. You know, some guys like Steph and I'm not even going to say the other guy, Klay Thompson, and Damian Lillard. It's so smooth and silky through the net. His stuff like jangles around and barely goes in. It was like, he barely made that. I'm like, that's how he shoots.
That's how he shoots.
That's just his style, man. Make it count. Don't make it count tonight. They threw Bam at him last game. That wasn't the best idea. They threw Jimmy at him last game. Jimmy threw himself at Julius Randle. That worked okay. Still got his. I don't know. It should be interesting to see if we get the star treatment. I don't think so. I think they're going to try to lock him down and just have everybody else beat you, which means Jalen Brunson probably gets, although Jalen Brunson's kind of been dealing with some things, but maybe Emmanuel quickly gets his tonight. He's a great player. Great player. Big fan of his talent. Not of the Knicks.
Good. Thank you for specifying.
Tom Thibodeau.
Oh, no.
It's hate week.
It's hate week, man. You get the Knicks twice in an 8-day span, basically.
Yeah, I like it.
Although I call it 7-day span because it fits my... And you get the Nets, and you get the Raptors.
Yeah, a lot of Eastern Conference action. It's an opportunity for us to rise in the rankings, but will we is the question.
That is. I think you get a good start tonight. I think you get a good start tonight and then let the chips fall where they may. Hopefully Caleb Martin can play. We need his body. We need his fouls. We need his three-point ability and his driving ability. Basically, we just need Caleb Martin to play. So get him off the questionable list. Let's get him in the game. Kyle Lowry, let's get you off the bench, and let's go Heat. And next, we're going to have the first annual, maybe not annual, maybe just the first ever.
I'm just going to do it ever, like every time I want to, and just call it annual.
Tobin and Leroy Spelling Bee. Start studying now. This is the Tobin and Leroy Show on 560 WQAM.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Starting it up, it is Hate Week here for the Miami Heat. They get the Knicks twice in basically a week. Tonight, then 1 week from today on Wednesday, you got the Nets in there, who if you win tonight, you're basically tied for sixth place, and then you have a chance to beat them on Saturday. Toronto coming to town. We're hoping the Knicks have enough in the tank, or maybe have figured things out, just like we thought that the Panthers maybe had things figured out. We were excited about that.
And excited about that.
And then they lost last night. They had a seven-game scoring streak going until last night.
Look, that's okay. Like, you're not going to be perfect the rest of the way, but you want to see that your team is trending in the right direction. Like, I don't want the Heat to follow up playing their best basketball with playing their absolute worst basketball. And that's what's been happening. Every time they play well enough to give you hope, the very next game they play like, oh, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's get moving. Let's get grooving. Let's score some points.
Let's Are you guys ready to score?
Stop the other team scoring 140. I would appreciate that.
Yeah, that helps too, actually.
Yeah.
Here we go, Marcos. You got that spelling bee ready?
You guys ready to score some points in the first annual Tobin and Leroy spelling bee? We got music.
There's Mortal Kombat music.
This is Mortal Kombat music.
Because a mortal spelling bee.
What's more intense?
There goes our copyright. Spelling bee.
Now that you hear
it. Finish him!
So, spelling bee, huh? You guys ready for this? I'm going to give you Miami sports figures, and you have to spell them, right? Simple enough. But I'm going to give you a certain second mark. Because I don't trust that you guys are going to cheat and Google it.
I will not.
All right? So I need hands up as I'm asking you. This is fair and square. All right?
Eric, am I able to write it down?
What? No.
I'm a very visual.
Yeah, like, no. I like writing
can
it down.
Can I use this? So I can... Look, it's empty.
If you're at a spelling bee, they're not like, let me.
Write on your hand.
This is the Tobin and Leroy
write
one.
First
okay?
annual.
Write on your hand. That's how the kids do it.
Yeah, got to write on your hand.
I'm going to do it right here.
Okay. All right. Good.
Leroy, I'm going to start with you. All right. Let's get some seconds on the clock. Good. All right. Excellent. Leroy, your spelling. You have 10 seconds. Jim Larinaga, go.
He's already laughing.
It's tricky.
Put your hands up.
Five.
L-L-A-R-A.
Did you say L-L?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. I apologize. Okay. That is incorrect.
I thought it was two L's. Do I have to put the Inye?
You know, I would have been okay without the Inye, but you got to get the first letter of
his
last name.
It's L-A-R-A-N-G-A.
Nope.
That is incorrect. If you continue, I'm going to have to give you more than
No, but I need points. To write it down. Larinaga.
You're missing an important letter.
All right, let's go. I'm going to give you one more try.
Final round. Fight.
Go ahead.
Your last
attempt. It doesn't look right.
It's intense. Yeah, it's not, probably. You're missing an important letter.
It's not supposed to look right.
All right.
All right, so you got that one incorrect. Yeah. Dan Day, I'm going to give you a different one because I know what your spelling capabilities are. All right, so I don't want none of that mumbo jumbo. Dude.
Studied a lot. I'm cool. Here we go.
If you guys know him or know this show, Mike Biamonte.
God.
Come on, voice of the Heat.
M-I-K-E.
That's an easy one.
B-I-A-M-O-N-T-E.
Okay. So you said
B-I-A-M-O-N-T-E.
All right. And now, Leroy, you said it was an easy one, so let me get your
spelling.
That
was easier than Larinaga.
All right, try Mike Biamonte. Go ahead. Give it a shot.
He did it already.
Go ahead, give it.
Do you remember what he said?
Yeah, do you remember what he said? Do you agree with what he said?
B-I-A-M-O-N-T-E.
That is similar, if not the exact same spelling as Dan Day. And both of you guys are incorrect, actually. The correct spelling for Michael Biamonte, B-A-I-A-M-O-N-T-E.
B-A-I-A.
Yep. Hey, man, I don't make the rules, all right?
It just got useless letters in your name.
I don't know. What do you want me to tell you,
dude? What the hell?
Take it up with him.
Why is there a silent I in there?
I don't know.
So why is it Biamonte?
Hey, man, I don't make the rules.
Dude. Where's the B?
Biamonte.
He's Italian or something. I don't know.
That's what I would guess.
Jay Fig, are you ready?
We don't say anything like we see.
I might not be ready, but let's.
I like the old college try.
Jay Fig giving it her best shot. Your word is
Figueroa.
That's tough too.
Actually, we did do that on break. I don't know if I got it right.
Screwed.
Your word, Jay Fig, is.
Mike Krzyzewski.
Cool. Dwayne Wade.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will probably get this wrong.
Seven letters.
It's tricky.
In the wrong place, but he still say Dwayne.
Dwayne Wade. J Fig. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.5.
Say it, J Fig. We waiting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were. Okay, I bet. Okay. This is how I spelled it, but I know it's wrong.
Okay. Oh, all right.
We didn't ask you how you spell it.
I'm not sure. This is how I do it.
I used to always spell it one way, and then I realized one day when I Googled him that it was the wrong way.
Yeah. Okay. I feel that.
So what's the other way?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't remember. Okay. All right. So the way I spell it is D-W-A-Y-N-E, and then Wade is W-A-D-E.
Okay.
You got the weight part.
But that's wrong, right?
That is indeed incorrect. It is.
Okay, so I think it's D-Y.
Okay, well, again, that is incorrect.
Okay, wait. It's D-W.
There's only 26 letters in the alphabet. What is he going to do?
Point.
We'll give you Wade. You got that.
You got Wade.
Don't focus on Wade
That's
anymore.
Half a point.
What if it's D-W-Y? A-N-E.
There you go.
Correct. You got it right. J-Fig is in the lead now.
Tries.
Well,
lead.
You know, it was a clear cut. She got Wade, right? She got Wade.
No, then she called it only two tries because she said, I know this is wrong, but this is how I spell it. Like, that's not what we asked you. That's not how the spelling bee works.
All right, look, we got to go through a lightning round.
I was a lot closer than both of you, so.
That's true. Right. Lightning round.
True, but that's not true. I saw you spell Biamonte right away.
No, it was so true.
Next.
Leroy, your word is Tua Tagovailoa.
I love how you said it, though.
I had to. I was trying to give him a hint.
T-U-A.
Okay. This is the first name.
T.
Mm-hmm.
A.
All right.
G.
Yep.
A.
Whoa, okay.
G A. V.
This is good. This is great radio. I apologize. In advance.
I O L A.
Yes! That is incorrect. Correct. That is not the way to spell it. I think you put an A where there was supposed to be. It is the last name. You got the first three letters correct. Congrats. But the last name is T-A-G-O-V-A-I-L-O-A. So.
Okay.
That was a bit of a rough one. I'm not going to lie to you. And luckily, I didn't give you his. Do you know what his actual first name is?
Oh, goodness.
That one would be. That his first name, if you wanted to spell that one, by the way, is T-U-A. N-I-G-A-M-A-N-U-O-L-E-O-L-E-P-O-L-A. So, good luck with that one. I should have gave that one to Dan Day.
God bless you. That's what I would say.
Yeah, exactly.
If you spelled your name.
All right, now, Dan Day, this one is for you. This one's going to seem easy, but there's quite a bit of Jalen's on the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
Oh!
There's quite a bit of Jalen.
Three Jalen's, right?
You know, there's new Jalen Ramsey that came.
I got that one easy. J-A-L-E-N-R-A-M-S-E-Y.
There's a Jalen Waddle and a Jalen Phillips. I need you to spell Jalen Phillips' first and last name.
J-A-Y-L-E-N-P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S.
I hate to break it to you, my man. That is incorrect.
It's one L.
Nope. It is J-A-E-L-A-N.
Phillips.
Come on.
Good job. Good job. Got me.
All right. Final one, J-Fig, for all the marbles. A bajillion points.
No one's gotten anything right.
No one has gotten anything right. A bajillion points.
Wait, by the way, Marcos, you were reading the spellings and you were getting them wrong. Yeah. How the hell are we supposed to know them off the top of our head?
Yeah, you guys are radio professionals, all right? I'm just a normal guy off the streets.
Game show host.
Correct. A crooked game show host. J-Fig, this one is a Dolphins legend. All right. Oh. He's known for his tough running. Larry Zonka. How do you spell that, J-Fig?
Okay, I might spell it wrong, but it's okay.
All right.
L-A-R-R-Y.
All right.
Larry. Yep.
Yep.
C.
Whoa.
Z.
Whoa.
O N K A.
So close. So close.
There's an S. You forgot an S.
So close.
There's an S.
C S O N K A. There is no Z. Why do we say it
that way?
I know. It's on my phone.
Why do we say Zonka?
I don't get it. But hey, man, a man as tough as that, whatever he wants me to call him.
The same reason why most people say Tango Valoa, there's no N.
That's
true. Well, you know what? I was one letter off, just like with Dwayne Wade. And guess what? I think I won.
Boom!
Wow.
Y'all lost by many letters.
There you go.
We'll be back for more wins and losses tomorrow. It's going to start at 10 o'clock, the Tobin and Leroy Show. Of course, the Heat, they're going to be tipping off at 7:30 tonight. It is Hate Week against the Knicks. And we're also going to be keeping an eye on those Cavender twins. Why? Well, you know why. This is the Tobin and Leroy Show here on 560 WQAM.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.